You heard that safe drivers get rewarded with Snapshot from Progressive, so you went online to check it out. But then you saw an ad for a vintage baseball cap, and now you find yourself checking the stats of that team's second baseman in 97, wondering why his stolen base total dropped after his rookie season. Wonder how much his rookie card is worth. Yes, they said it was easy to save money with Snapshot from Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
What do you want a da-da-da?
What do you want a da-da-da?
I have not a da with a da-da-da.
We could switch to Progressive da-da.
Oh, yeah?
We could switch to Progressive and sa.
Mm-hmm.
We could sa and have to buy some za.
Oh, yeah. Let's switch to Progressive da-da and get some za with the money we saw.
Yeah.
Now we know we're gonna da-da-da.
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. It might just be the most normal thing you da-da-da.
Quote da-da at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You heard that safe drivers get rewarded with Snapshot from Progressive, so you went online to check it out. But then you saw an ad for a vintage baseball cap, and now you find yourself checking the stats of that team's second baseman in 97, wondering why his stolen base total dropped after his rookie season. Wonder how much his rookie card is worth. Yes, they said it was easy to save money with Snapshot from Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Evan Winter. He is a writer for Bucks Nation. Bucks Nation is a website dedicated to covering Tampa Bay Buccaneers content. On the program, we discuss the NFC Championship game between the Buccaneers and the Green Bay Packers. Also, we talk Super Bowl 55 and so much more. Evan is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Progressive presents an interview with your upstairs neighbor.
Hi, I'm Tia. The upstairs-downstairs neighbor dynamic is so special. We have our own language. Like when I scream at my mom on the phone, the people downstairs bang on the ceiling to show their support.
The nighttime's the best time to rearrange furniture. I call it midnight feng shui.
And if I sleep through my alarm in the morning, they bang on my door to wake me. So thoughtful.
Progressive can't save you from your upstairs neighbor, but we can save you money when you bundle renters and auto insurance with us. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is getting up to use the bathroom at the stadium.
Excuse me? Excuse me? Oh, sorry. Excuse me? You mind if I just squeeze by here?
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hey, we get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now. So let us tell you something you do want to hear. You are intelligent. You make all the right decisions. You were smart before smart was cool, and you made it cool again. You have a wealth of knowledge, and you are so very clever. I bet you already knew I was going to say that, you genius. There. Don't you feel better? You'll also feel better when you hear you could save big when you switch to Progressive. But I'm pretty sure you already knew that, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What do you want a da-da-da?
I don't know. What do y'all think we should da-da-da?
Well, what did we do yesterday?
Yesterday.
All the dolls feel like the same doll these days.
I know.
Like, is today Monday or Tuesday?
Today is Thursday.
Oh, no. I forgot to call my mom on her birthday.
Oh, no.
No.
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. That won't change. Not da-da or any da.
Quote da-da at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Progressive presents an interview with your upstairs neighbor.
Hey, it's Rick from upstairs.
Yeah, I take it seriously. When I play R&B at 1 in the morning, that's me saying, hey, I'm here for you. And I enjoy repetitive bass lines.
I only use expired batteries in my smoke detectors.
Nice, right? Yeah, upstairs neighbors help people forget their troubles. Give them something else to focus on.
Ooh, want to see how high I can jump?
Progressive can't save you from your upstairs neighbor.
No, wait, let me try again.
But we can save you money when you bundle renters and auto insurance with us. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Brrr, bodega, 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 Alpha and Omega. Siamese sailors sell celery sandwiches. Sawing about a serving platter.
Hey, Jamie?
Yes?
Did you want to try reading that line on the script there?
Oh, yeah, let's see. You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, that one?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I'm just not warmed up yet. Shouldn't be long. detector test. Indecent.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive today.
The marm it mangled my mushy pork pancake.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Progressive presents an interview with your upstairs neighbor.
Hey, it's Rick from upstairs. Yeah, I take it seriously. When I play R&B at 1 in the morning, that's me saying, hey, I'm here for you. And I enjoy repetitive bass lines.
I only use expired batteries in my smoke detectors.
Nice, right? Yeah, upstairs neighbors help people forget their troubles. Give them something else to focus on. Ooh, want to see how high I can jump?
Progressive can't save you from your upstairs neighbor.
No, wait, let me try again.
But we can save you money when you bundle renters and auto insurance with us. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
You're a small business. You work hard, but you don't have a huge marketing budget, and you're always looking for new ways to find customers. Have you ever thought about audio? You're listening to an ad right now, aren't you? Introducing AudioGo, a new online platform that lets you run ads on the top podcast and digital radio stations. Don't have a radio ad? We'll make one for you. Sign up for free today at audiogo.com. AudioGo, audio advertising made simple.
You went online to switch your car insurance to Progressive so you could save money. But then you saw a friend request from an old summer camp buddy. And now here you are, clicking through photos of his kickball team from 2011. Oh, looks like they won the championship that year. Then he moved to Tulsa. Oh, a new tattoo. Yes, they said it was easy to save hundreds on car insurance with Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average savings by new customer surveyed who saved in 2019.
What do you want a da-da-da? What do you want a da-da-da? I've not a da with a da-da-da. We could switch to Progressive, da. Oh, yeah. We could switch to Progressive and za. Mm-hmm. We could za and have to buy some za.
Oh, yeah. Let's switch to Progressive, da, and get some za with the money we saw.
Yeah.
Now we know we're going to da-da-da.
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. It might just be the most normal thing you da-da-da.
Quote da at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. You heard that safe drivers get rewarded with Snapshot from Progressive, so you went online to check it out. But then you saw an ad for a vintage baseball cap. And now you find yourself checking the stats of that team's second baseman in 97, wondering why his stolen base total dropped after his rookie season. Wonder how much his rookie card is worth. Yes, they said it was easy to save money with Snapshot from Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
The thing about the home and auto bundle from Progressive is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about the home and auto bundle from Progressive. We don't even need the words the home and auto bundle anymore to tell you that you could save big with the ring-tailed lemur from Progressive, or that every hot peach cobbler comes with round-the-clock service and protection. And that's the thing about the goat with magic powers. You've heard a lot of ads about the sushi in Vancouver. See how much you could save with the home and auto with the shaman in the jungle from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Progressive presents an interview with your upstairs neighbor.
Hi, I'm Tia. The upstairs-downstairs neighbor dynamic is so special. We have our own language. Like when I scream at my mom on the phone, the people downstairs bang on the ceiling to show their support.
The nighttime's the best time to rearrange furniture. I call it midnight feng shui.
And if I sleep through my alarm in the morning, they bang on my door to wake me. So thoughtful.
Progressive can't save you from your upstairs neighbor, but we can save you money when you bundle renters and auto insurance with us. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Brady throws end zone. He's got Evans for the touchdown. Third down conversions on their way down the field, and Mike Evans is in for the score and the early points for the Buccaneers here on the road.
Well, Kevin King comes up, he gets a jam on him, and then he doesn't really retreat after that. And Evans is just able to get in behind him, go to the corner, and mistimes his jump on the ball. That's a three.
On first down, Fournette stutter steps and now is able to bounce. What a move, a spin, and touchdown! What a run by Leonard Fournette to put Tampa Bay back on top. Amos and Alexander both missed tackles, and Fournette able to take it in.
This guy really is a total runner. I mean, he can do it all. He's got power, he's got size, he's got quickness, and he's got speed. Jair Alexander right there, he's able to make the play. He not only misses a tackle, but he doesn't turn it back inside where he can get a little bit of help. It's just good time.
Top- Brady goes for the deep shot. He's got a touchdown! Scotty Miller! Oh, my gosh! Scotty Miller got behind the defense and for 39 yards gets the touchdown. And what a half by Tom Brady.
All right, welcome back, everybody. That audio was courtesy of the National Football League and Fox Sports. Tom Brady did a lot of damage in the first half, and it would lead to a victory over the Green Bay Packers, 31-26 in the NFC Championship game. So it was a combination of not just Tom Brady handling his business, but also the running game of Leonard Fournette and the defense supplied by Tampa Bay. We have a gentleman on the program that knows Tampa Bay Buccaneers football. He covers it inside and out. Let's welcome him to the program. He is the host of the Bucs Nation podcast, Evan Winter. Hello, Evan. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on, man. Hope all is well.
All is well, man. Thanks again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So let's jump right to it. The NFC Championship game, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers marched to one of the toughest places, not just in the NFL, but in all of professional sports. Lambeau Field in Green Bay, Wisconsin, they pulled off a victory, 31-26. Give me your highlights and lowlights from the game.
Easily the highlight has to be just Bruce Arians' aggressiveness in that first half, right before halftime, that led to the Scotty Miller touchdown. Obviously, his life motto, his mantra is no risk it, no biscuit, and that's exactly what Tampa Bay did, calling the timeout after Jason Pierre-Paul got that sack on Aaron Rodgers, which led to the Sean Murphy bunny interception, then that eventually led to the Scotty Miller touchdown. I mean, just that entire sequence, obviously, my voice is cracking, but that entire sequence led the Bucs to a 21-10 halftime lead and then eventually helped them push together an even bigger lead at 28-10. The biggest takeaway, though, from the entire game, though, just has to be from the entire team standpoint of how they came together and won this game. Tom Brady, obviously, with his interceptions in the second half, didn't play too well after he played really, really well in the first half, but the defense stepped up even after losing Jordan Whitehead, one of the starting safeties. They were already without Antoine Winfield Jr., their other starting safety coming into the game. So just the fact that the back end of the defense was able to hold up, was able to weather that Green Bay storm, and then Ryan Succop coming through with the clutch kick at the end, it was a team victory, and that's what Tampa Bay needs if they're going to win the Super Bowl, and that, to me, was the biggest takeaway from the entire game.
All right, solid. And as you mentioned, Evan, it was a team effort, and football is the ultimate team sport. And let's stay with the Bucs' offensive side for a moment. As we mentioned, and as you mentioned, Tom Brady had a strong first half, but the second half of the game, he fizzled out a bit, but his defense really came through really throughout the whole game, how they shut down Aaron Rodgers and really they took away that running game. But let's stay with the Bucs' offense for a moment. I'm looking at the statistics here from the NFC Championship game. Tom Brady completed 20 out of 36 passes for 280 yards, 3 touchdown passes, 3 interceptions. Leonard Fournette contributed tremendously with a rushing touchdown in the contest. But I think on the offensive side, Chris Godwin really played the game of his life in this contest. Kind of give me your thoughts on the Bucs overall and the Bucs offense overall in this game.
You would think that at the end of the day, 31 points and 2 of 2 in the red zone, I believe they're over 60% conversion rate on third down, if I remember correctly. It was a good number. Don't know if it was exactly over 60%, but it was still a good number. You would think that you would walk away from that very, very pleased. However, there were still a lot of little things. Tom Brady, on his second interception, overthrew a wide-open Mike Evans. That cost the Bucs 3 points. Chris Godwin, right before that, 47-yard catch or whatever it was, the deep catch that he caught that was just, an absolute highlight reel. He dropped a wide-open pass on second down that led to a third and long that obviously opened up the opportunity to make that play, but you don't want to live and die by hero ball. And then Tyler Johnson even had a drop at one point in time. So there were a lot of little things Tampa Bay can work on that they're going to have to work on. Because to beat the Kansas City Chiefs, it's not about keeping keep away, or it's not about playing keep away like a lot of people say, you know, run the ball, keep Mahomes on the sideline. You've got to score more points than them. And Tampa Bay wants to score points on a consistent basis and at a high rate, then they're going to have to improve those little things like I just mentioned in order to sustain drives. And then at the end of the day, obviously, Tom Brady can't be making the mistakes he made. I don't think the third interception was that big of a deal. This is a little bit more my personal opinion more than anything. There's no numbers really behind it. But that reminded me more of just a really long punt. You know, obviously the Packers took over at, what, their own 25, 30-yard line after that play. And that play was a busted play anyways. You had a free rusher coming off the left defensive side of the ball. So Tom Brady's kind of chucked it up and got rid of it. That, to me, just reminded me of a long punt. But anyway, at the end of the day, you can be pleased with the offense, but like I said, they've got to fix those little things if they want to beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
Rightfully so. And let's move along now to the other side of the ball, defense. As you mentioned earlier, you talked about a head coach, Bruce Arians, calling a great game plan, and especially, as you mentioned, on the defensive side. And also give a lot of credit as well to defensive coordinator Todd Bowles. I mean, he's got some studs on the defensive side. I'm looking at the stats here. Shaquille Barrett, 3 sacks in this game. Jason Pierre-Paul had 2 sacks in this game. Sean Murphy Bunting had the interception. How about Devin White? He had was a leading tackler. He had 9 tackles, and of course with the fumble recovery in the contest. Just give me your thoughts on the Bucs defense throughout the course of this game.
Loved it, absolutely loved it, and the type of ball they've played over these last 2 or 3 weeks has just been exceptional. The regular season, they were a good defense. You know, they had their moments though, but every team does in the NFL. However, they've really stepped up in the playoffs, and they've really helped set the tone in a lot of these wins. And the one thing in particular is the defense is closing out games in the fourth quarter. You look at the plays last week against the Saints. You look at Lavonte David's sack in the wild card game against the Washington football team on their final drive that closed that one out. Then obviously you've got this Shaquille Barrett sack this past week in the fourth quarter, and then you've got the stops and all that other stuff. So they know how to close out games in the fourth quarter, which you could argue is the most important trait out of any defense. And with the return of Vita Vea, I mean, I'll be honest. Last week when they said that they were opening the 21-day window for him to return, I thought that was just for the Super Bowl. I thought, hey, you know, we have a shot to get in the Super Bowl. Let's go ahead and see what happens. Maybe we can have him. But he played, I think, 46% of the team's snaps this past week. Obviously, that's almost half. With him back in the lineup, not only does that make an elite run defense even better, but it allows Tampa Bay to open up their pass rush even that much more. Just a completely different defense when Vita Vea is on the field. So, yeah, Todd Bowles, his game plan, what he wants to do, he called a hell of a game plan against the Packers, especially for the second week in a row, just like he did against the Saints. And it should only get better with Vita Vea back in the lineup, and then once a healthy Antoine Winfield Jr. returns for the Super Bowl.
All right, we're going to talk more about you mentioned about the Saints, and of course they have a great quarterback with Drew Brees, and you know we'll talk more about Tom Brady in just a moment. But Tampa Bay in this run that they've had in this postseason, they've beaten Drew Brees, and now they've beaten Aaron Rodgers. Let's talk about Aaron Rodgers for a moment. We know he's going to go down as one of the greats to ever do it, a future Hall of Famer. One day he'll be in Canton. But right now, let's talk now about the present. What do you think? You know, in the postgame conference, Aaron says he's not sure. He's going to weigh out all his options. I don't know if he was just living in the moment in terms of just maybe he was upset and maybe his emotions got the best of him, or he may be considering maybe leaving Green Bay. What do you think the future holds for Aaron Rodgers? Is it in Green Bay, or do you think maybe he could possibly go to another team?
So I was wondering the same exact thing. And obviously a lot of people have been wondering the same exact thing, what's going to happen with him after those comments. But he actually, it's funny you bring that up, because I was doing a little bit of perusing through Twitter before I called in, and he actually came on the Pat McAfee show and explained what he meant. And he basically meant it as he just doesn't control his own future, so on and so forth. And he said that he's going to be back next year. So it looks like he will be back. Now, obviously, that all could just be a front, and things could just fall apart, Deshaun Watson style, over the next few weeks. But from what it sounds like, what he told Pat McAfee, it sounds like that was just him just kind of coming to grips with reality. And, you know, nothing's ever guaranteed. You never know what the future holds. One second, you could be the number one seed hosting the NFC Championship. The next moment, you could be a 31-26 loser who's going home while you watch another team move on to host the first ever Super Bowl in their own backyard. So it looks like that's just what he meant more than anything. So it would be surprising for me at this point if he was anywhere else other than Green Bay next year.
Yeah, definitely have to pay attention to that because, like they say in the NFL, not only does it stand for the National Football League, it also stands for not for long. And as they said, we've seen it with Peyton Manning, we've seen it with Tom Brady, and who knows, we could see it with Aaron Rodgers, but at this point, he still is with the Green Bay Packers. All right, and let's move along now to number 12, Tom Brady changed. I mean, the NFL had a seismic shift on March 20th, 2020, when the Tampa Bay Buccaneers signed Tom Brady to a two-year, $50 million deal. The NFL and the sports world and people who are not sports fans were sent in shockwaves when he left Foxborough after 20 seasons. Give me your thoughts on where were you when you heard Tom Brady signed as a Buccaneer, and what were your thoughts?
So I was just sitting in my room at home whenever it happened and just got the update. You know, I mean, it's a wild feeling, and especially whenever you come from a history that Tampa Bay has that's just not the most pleasant history. I mean, just to put it in simple words, they're the most losing franchise in NFL history. They have the lowest winning percentage out of the 32 current teams. So Tampa Bay is really not known for winning, even though they do have the one Super Bowl and now possibly a second. You've got to be excited. Watching what he's done over his entire career and knowing, if you do follow football, knowing kind of what's been going on with the Patriots' offense over the last couple of years, right, I think that there is still room for him to play really well. There were plenty of times last year where, you know, sure, he didn't look great, but as I just mentioned, the weapons around him weren't that great. There were plenty of times last year where his arm looked as lively as ever. So it was totally just kind of a more wait and see. You know, let's not make any kind of immediate judgment or anything like that. But then once you start seeing the training camp videos, the reports, usually I get to go to training camp, but obviously with COVID, that didn't happen this year. But once you saw all the other people who were down there reporting and all that good stuff, and then once you started seeing the games actually unfold, the expectations just got bigger and bigger every week. And I've been saying this over the last couple of weeks. You know what it feels like if you're a Tampa Bay fan right now. You know what it feels like to be a Patriots fan over the last two decades. And it's honestly a bulletproof feeling. No matter who you're up against, you always feel like you either A, are going to win, or B, you're going to be in the game till the very last minute because Tom Brady is your quarterback. And for somebody, like I said, who's been a team fan of the Bucs, who's covered the Bucs, has watched his team lose just year in and year out, and we're also talking about a franchise that's never given any quarterback it's drafted, talking about the Bucs. Any quarterback they've ever drafted, they've never given him a second contract. So this franchise isn't known for having a very deep history at the quarterback position. So just to feel that feeling, just to go into each matchup knowing that at the end of the day, you've got a shot to win just because of one position, it's a crazy feeling, man. And honestly, I could definitely get used to it.
Rightfully so. And again, Tom Brady's changed a lot of things, not just the NFC South alone, but just really just the course of the NFC and the NFL since his arrival in Tampa. All right, so let's look ahead now to the big game. So the Buccaneers have beaten Drew Brees, they've beaten Aaron Rodgers, and now they have a chance to possibly beat Patrick Mahomes. It's a tough task. We know what the Chiefs have done within the last several years, not just with that high-powered offense, but an effective defense that is so underrated. They're not a top-10 defense, but they're a defense that has been capable to get the job done. Now, the last time the Buccaneers played the Chiefs was on November 29th. That was in Week 12. That was a close game. Towards the end, the Chiefs would win 27-24. Now, again, the Bucs got off to a very slow start, but they were able to pick it up towards the end, but it was a too little, too late situation. Evan, what will be the difference in this game as opposed to the game from Week 12?
Point, I think you would have to go back to Tampa Bay's defensive line with Vita Vea returning and with Kansas City's offensive line missing both of their starting tackles in this game. The Bucs figured something out in that second half against the Chiefs, like you just pointed to, got off to a slow start, but held them to, I think it was just 3 points in the second half. It was either 3 or 6. I can't remember exactly. But it was a lot worse in the beginning than what the final score of 27-24 indicated at the end of the game. Right now, like I just said, with Vita Vea returning and what he's able to do in terms of helping the Bucs pass rush and just shutting down the run, he's going to collapse the interior of that pocket. And just like what we saw with Aaron Rodgers last week, that's going to prohibit or limit Patrick Mahomes getting outside the pocket and picking up those 7 or 8 yards that he can usually pick up from time to time when he scurries out of the pocket. That Vita Vea is going to collapse it, which is going to allow the edges to finish those arcs and then get to the homes. And we all know that at the end of the day, pressure is how you beat great quarterbacks, and that's how you slow down great offenses. Now, right now, if I'm a Chiefs fan, I'm extremely concerned about Tampa Bay's pass rush in that front seven with Vita Vea coming back, because he played pretty well on those limited snaps a couple days ago. And if he's playing like that in his first game back from his broken ankle, then, I mean, common sense just tells you that he's going to be even better in 2 weeks. And then just a little subcategory of what you would have to be looking for, it's also on the defensive side of the ball, and it's got to be Carlton Davis against Tyreek Hill. Everybody who follows football, and I'm sure you know, 200 yards and 2 touchdowns in the first quarter. Tyreek Hill was able to hang on Carlton Davis in that first meeting is the main reason why they got out front 17-0. Everybody's going to have to find a way to limit Tyreek Hill. And I can guarantee you, I mean, if that happens again, then there's no shot in Tampa Bay wins. I don't think there's any shot anybody can win.
Yeah, rightfully so. I'm looking at some of the statistics from Week 12's game. I mean, Patrick Mahomes put up 462 yards in the contest, and he had 3 touchdown passes. Tom Brady had 345 passing yards to go along with 3 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. Patrick Mahomes is just one of those once-in-a-lifetime talents. What do you think if you could go into detail, what do you think the defensive strategy would be to try to contain Mahomes and possibly, as you mentioned about Carlton Davis, trying to put a stop on handling Tyreek Hill, but also putting on stopping the likes of Travis Kelce as well as Mecole Hardman and their running backs with Edwards-Helaire and also Darrell Williams?
I think the only defensive philosophy, and it doesn't matter what type of defensive philosophy you run, the only defensive philosophy for Patrick Mahomes in this offense, especially when you include the Tyreek Hills and the Travis Kelce's of the world, is just to be on your best behavior every day and pray as hard as you can once kickoff comes, because I don't know how you do it. Those three guys are such mismatches, especially in today's day and age, when it comes to the NFL and the offense, how the rules are in the offense's favors and all that stuff. I don't know. The one thing Tampa Bay has that legitimately no other team, there might be one or two that slightly have it, but the inside linebacking duo of Lavonte David and Devin White are two of the most athletic linebackers, two of the fastest linebackers in the league. They can match up with just about anybody. Now, in terms of, you know, zone drops and coverage and understanding coverage responsibilities, so on and so forth, you know, there's some differences there. But in terms of just athletic matchups, those two guys can really take away a Travis Kelce. They can line up with him, and they could spy on a Patrick Mahomes. You also have an Antoine Winfield Jr. that I just mentioned, who can line up in the box, can spy, can get on Kelce. And then you even have Jordan Whitehead, who has been very effective on even at times. So he can show up every now and then in terms of coverage. Man, really, I think what you do is you just place him too high, and let one of those linebackers kind of roam free in the middle, kind of be the rat, kind of be the spy. And then, you, like I said, you try to collapse that interior with Vita, and you try to get the outside edge rushers to just bottle up Mahomes and get him at that top arc point. You know, don't let him get out past that. I really think it's going to take execution on all three levels. I don't really know if there's one specific thing you could do. Now, granted, I am me. I am not Todd Poles. I'm not any of these guys out there. I'm not Steve Spagnuolo. So I'm sure there are a million things they can think of that I couldn't. But at the end of the day, man, I think you just buckle in, you strap up, and you just hope that whatever game plan you have brewed up for that week, I think you just hope it works.
All right, let's move along now to the other side of the ball, because we've seen Tampa Bay's offense really pick it up in the second half of the year, of course, with Tom Brady doing what he's been doing, and, of course, the receivers have played well, and the running game has been effective with Ronald Jones and, of course, Leonard Fournette. What do you think the offensive strategy is going to be against Kansas City's defense? Because we know Kansas City's defense, as I mentioned earlier, it's not a top-10 defense, but it's been effective for the last several years. So what do you think the offensive strategy is going to be for the Bucs coming into this game?
Yeah, you're right. Kansas City's got an opportunistic defense, and sometimes you would rather have an opportunistic defense rather than a good defense because, like you just mentioned, opportunistic defenses, they tend to rise to the occasion. You know, they make big plays, big splash plays, and sometimes those impactful plays can mean a lot more than a couple of third-down stops here and there, you know what I'm saying? So, but Tampa Bay has to be ready for this defense. They've got to have a sound game plan. Steve Spagnuolo is still one of the best defensive coordinators in the game. It was 2000 and the Super Bowl victory when he was with the Giants against the Patriots back in the day. That was not a fluke, obviously, and that's honestly something I feel like hasn't really been talked about a whole lot just yet. Is, you know, he was the architect behind that Giants defense that beat the Patriots in that first Super Bowl go around back in the 2007-2008 season. I think if I'm the Bucs, what I would be doing on offense this week, though, is, and I hate to say this, but I'm trying to bully the Kansas City front, who is a bit smaller of a front. They like to deploy a bunch of dime packages. They like to have three safeties in the game, and their safeties, while they're very good, they aren't the biggest guys in the world. They're not Cam Chancellor back there or anything like that. I think I'm just going to try to load up and try to hit them in the mouth, them up front, and trying to attack them through quick screens, some quick passes, and then just some good old-fashioned running game. They're an aggressive defense. We saw how Tampa Bay kind of attacked the Saints, who's a very aggressive defense, a lot of first-down runs, a lot of quick throws. That's how I would expect to see Tampa Bay come out and attack this defense. But at the same time, you know, Kansas City, they've given up some big plays over the season throughout the course of the year, especially if you go back and look at the Raiders, that earlier matchup, or both matchups, rather. So it wouldn't surprise me if Tampa Bay tries to beat them over the top as well. But it's definitely going to be a fun game, man. I expect a lot of points in this one.
Yeah, rightfully so. I think this is going to be a fantastic game. I mean, the offenses are really going to shine. I think defense will come on. Defenses will be highlighted greatly early on. But as you said, Evan, this is going to be an offensive showdown. It's going to be an exciting game. So you can check out the game on Sunday right on at 6:40 p.m. Eastern, 5:40 p.m. Central on CBS. It's going to be a great one. Well, Evan, thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So tell everybody what you do as the host of the Bucs Nation podcast.
So, yeah, I host North and South Podcast. It's part of the Bucs Nation podcast family. I'm the host there. I'm also the lead writer for BucsNation.com. I actually had a column come out today that breaks down the two biggest plays against the Packers from last week, BucksNation.com. We're a credentialed website. You know, we keep everything up to date, opinions, analysis, all that other good stuff. So if you've heard of us before, check us out for sure. But then, yeah, also I'm just always on Twitter barking, chirping away as much as possible. And at @Evan_winner, you can find me on there as well. So, yeah, and if y'all haven't checked it out by now, be sure to check us out.
All right, Evan, again, let everybody know where they can find Bucks Nation on social media. And if it's a website, let them know that as well. Where they can find you on social media, and if you have a website, let them know that as well.
Bucks Nation is going to be @Bucks_Nation. Everything's spelled exactly how it sounds. BucksNation.com is the website, and that's where you can also find the North and South podcast. That's, you'll see the posts and the players and all that stuff on there. And that's also available on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, all that jazz. And then you can find me on Twitter @Evan_winner, and that's EVAN_WINTER.
You heard it from him. He is Evan Winter. He works for Bucks Nation. He covers all things content related to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and giving us the ins and outs about recapping the NFC Championship game against the Green Bay Packers and previewing the big game against the Kansas City Chiefs. Should be a fun one. Evan, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
For sure, and likewise to you. Hey, definitely handing out an invitation to come on my show sometime soon, so we'll have to get at it.
Solid, man. Thank you. Just let me know, and I'll definitely be available. Thank you again.
Sounds like a plan, man. Thank you.
Thank you, man. We'll be back with more right after this.
Pass to Jones coming across the field, and that's a fumble. Picked up by Devin White. White is inside the 10. Out by Jordan Whitehead. For Whitehead, his second forced fumble of the game. But this one's picked up by his teammate. Devin White back at the end zone. Touchdown break. And on the first...
You went online to switch your car insurance to Progressive so you could save money. But then you saw a friend request from an old summer camp buddy. And now here you are, clicking through photos of his kickball team from 2011. Oh, looks like they won the championship that year. Then he moved to Tulsa. Oh, a new tattoo. Yes, they said it was easy to save hundreds on car insurance with Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average savings by new customer surveyed who saved in 2019.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is getting up to use the bathroom at the stadium.
Excuse me? Excuse me? Oh, sorry. Excuse me? You mind if I just squeeze by here?
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Progressive presents an interview with your upstairs neighbor.
My name's Barry. I live right above you. I don't host parties. I host after parties. They're like parties, only louder and nobody goes home. You can see right here I ripped out all the carpeting because it was holding me back, my pogo stick. Man's got a pogo. Oh, I'm a prankster. I'll grease up a soda can and then when somebody grabs it, boom!
Progressive can't save you from your upstairs neighbor, but we can save you money when you bundle renters and auto insurance with us. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Hey, we get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now, so let us tell you something you do want to hear. You are intelligent. You make all the right decisions. You were smart before smart was cool, and you made it cool again. You have a wealth of knowledge, and you are so very clever. I bet you already knew I was going to say that, you genius. There, don't you feel better? You'll also feel better when you hear you could save big when you switch to Progressive. But I'm pretty sure you already knew that, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You heard that safe drivers get rewarded with Snapshot from Progressive, so you went online to check it out. But then you saw an ad for a vintage baseball cap, and now you find yourself checking the stats of that team's second baseman in 97, wondering why his stolen base total dropped after his rookie season. Wonder how much his rookie card is worth. Yes, they said it was easy to save money with Snapshot from Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Hey, we get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now, so let us tell you something you do want to hear.
You are intelligent. You make all the right decisions. You were smart before smart was cool, and you made it cool again. You have a wealth of knowledge, and you are so very clever. I bet you already knew I was going to say that, you genius. There, don't you feel better? You'll also feel better when you hear you could save big when you switch to Progressive. But I'm pretty sure you already knew that, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The thing about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. We probably don't even need the words, the Name Your Price tool, to tell you that our humpback whale pup gives you options based on your budget. Or that our novelty hand buzzer helps you save on car insurance. And that's the thing about the tiny felt bag filled with marbles. At this point, you've heard a lot of ads about the elusive northern bobcat. The Name Your Price tool. The neighbor who baked you banana bread. Only from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bodega, 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 Alpha and Omega. Siamese sailors sell celery sandwiches. Sawing about a serving platter.
Hey, Jamie?
Yes?
Did you want to try reading that line on the script there?
Oh, yeah, let's see. You could say big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, that one?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I'm just not warmed up yet. Shouldn't be long. Lay, detector test.
Indeed. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive today.
The marmot mangled my mushu pork pancake.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Progressive presents an interview with your upstairs neighbor.
Hey, it's Rick from upstairs.
Yeah, I take it seriously. When I play R&B at 1 in the morning, that's me saying, hey, I'm here for you. And I enjoy repetitive bass lines.
I only use expired batteries in my smoke detectors.
Nice, right? Yeah, upstairs neighbors help people forget their troubles. Give them something else to focus on. Ooh, want to see how high I can jump?
Progressive can't save you from your upstairs neighbor.
No, wait, let me try again.
But we can save you money when you bundle renters and auto insurance with us. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
What do you want to da-da-da? What do you want to da-da-da? I have not a da with a da-da-da. We could switch to Progressive, da.
Oh, yeah?
We could switch to Progressive and saw.
Mm-hmm.
We could saw enough to buy some saw.
Oh, yeah. Let's switch to Progressive, da, and get some saw with the money we saw.
Yeah.
Now we know we're gonna da-da-da.
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. It might just be the most normal thing you da-da-da.
Quote to da at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You heard that safe drivers get rewarded with Snapshot from Progressive, so you went online to check it out. But then you saw an ad for a vintage baseball cap, and now you find yourself checking the stats of that team's second baseman in 97, wondering why his stolen base total dropped after his rookie season. Wonder how much his rookie card is worth. Yes, they said it was easy to save money with Snapshot from Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Hey, we get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now, so let us tell you something you do want to hear. No one is funnier than you. People laugh just thinking about the things you've said. I'm laughing at one of them right now. Coworkers repeat your jokes at the office, but they're never as good as when you tell them, and shame on them for trying. There, don't you feel better? You'll also feel better knowing you could save when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Although I'm sure you'd have a funnier way to say that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film. Powder donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus. The Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool. Only from Progressive.
The owl and a fowl of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What do you want to da-da-da? What do you want to da-da-da? I have not a da with a da-da-da. We could switch to Progressive, da.
Oh, yeah?
We could switch to Progressive and sa.
Mm-hmm.
We could sa enough to buy some za.
Oh, yeah. Let's switch to Progressive, da, and get some za with the money we saw.
Yeah.
Now we know we're gonna da-da-da.
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. It might just be the most normal thing you da-da-da.
Quote to da at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
At Discount Tire, you can shop online and get the same trusted advice you get from the stores. Then just book a time that's convenient for you. When you get to the store, you can stay safe with a new touchless experience. Discount Tire. Let's get you taken care of.
Nya, nya, nya. Ba, ba, Zimbabwe. The broken Bunsen burner burns so
bright. South!
Jamie?
Southeast Asian Peninsula!
Hey, Jamie?
Yes?
I think the only line we need from you today is drivers who switch to Progressive could save big.
Cool. I just gotta finish my warm-ups. Foul! Throw in the towel! History!
Switch to Progressive today.
Santa ski, slalom in a salmon skin suit!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You heard you could save big when you bundle home and auto with Progressive, so you went online to check it out. But then you saw a link for a survey about which type of bread you are. And now you're on question 17, barely scratching the surface of your bread identity. You always thought of yourself as a brioche, but are you actually more of a pumpernickel? Ah, yes. They said it was easy to save money bundling with Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
You heard that safe drivers get rewarded with Snapshot from Progressive, so you went online to check it out. But then you saw an ad for a vintage baseball cap, and now you find yourself checking the stats of that team's second baseman in 97, wondering why his stolen base total dropped after his rookie season. Wonder how much his rookie card is worth. Yes, they said it was easy to save money with Snapshot from Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents. Progressive presents an interview with your upstairs neighbor.
My name's Barry. I live right above you. I don't host parties. I host after parties. They're like parties, only louder and nobody goes home. You can see right here I ripped out all the carpeting because it was holding me back with my pogo stick. Man's got a pogo.
Oh, I'm a prankster. I'll grease up a soda can and then when somebody grabs it, boom!
Progressive can't save you from your upstairs neighbor, but we can save you money when you bundle renters and auto insurance with us. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Hey, what do you want to da da da?
I don't know. What do y'all think we should da da da?
Well, what did we da yesterday?
Yesterday.
All the dolls feel like the same doll these days.
I know.
Like, is today Monday or Tuesday?
Today is Thursday.
Oh no, I forgot to call my mom on her birthday.
Oh no!
No!
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. That won't change. Not da-da or any da.
Quote da-da at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hey, we get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now. So let us tell you something you do want to hear. You are powerful. You're a warrior who bathes in your enemy's tears. Then you step out of that refreshing tear bath and into a bathrobe that somehow looks good on you. Yeah, you can pull off a robe. There, don't you feel better? You'll also feel better when you save money for driving safely with Snapshot from Progressive. Savings you can use to buy more robes. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Progressive Motorcycle presents
Road Wisdom from the Motor.
You never really stop riding in your mind.
Never.
Unless you're thinking of something else.
Like other thoughts.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
All right, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of the Robinson Show. Once again, we'd like to send a big special thank you to Evan Winter from Bucks Nation. Check out Bucks Nation. It's a website dedicated to covering all things Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Again, the website, www.bucksnation.com, and check them out also on Twitter and also on Evan's page on Twitter at twitter.com/Evan_Winter. That's going to do it once again. I'm Robinson, and remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.